It's time for Rhema for Today.
Can you help me? Yeah, I said, come on down, I can help you. He got down there. How'd you help me? I started telling him what the Bible said. Oh, I know all that. I said, yeah, but you're not practicing it. Well, he said, just got angry with me. Said, I don't have much faith as you do. Well, I said, you really do. Just haven't got enough sense to know it. Sometimes you have to jar people to get them away. I said, now, I might have developed my faith a little further than some, but I said, my faith is built on what God's Word said. Now, he started to leave, but I said, if you want help, I can help you if you'll listen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin wraps up his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Hallelujah. Now, every one of those pastors, without exceptions, every one of them, in the process of time, came back to see me, sometimes 10, 15, 20 years later. Said, evidently you had the answer, we don't. It absolutely surprised you. I won't say, but I had people, you know. One fellow called me. He got to be a leader in his denomination. One of the fellows up at the top, you know. And he called me long distance. I was really shocked that he did. Called me long distance and see if he could come talk to me. I said, well, sure. He said, Brother Kenneth, I believe you can help me. Well, I said, I sure would if I could. I believe you can. He came to spent an hour or two with me. He said, you won't tell this on me, will you? I'd hate for them to know up at headquarters. Now, isn't that something folks needing help, whether they know at headquarters or hindquarters or what quarters? If you need help, you need help. Isn't that right? Can you say amen?
Yeah.
You see, when they begin to have nervous breakdowns, and when the doctor said, you're going to have to quit preaching. You can't preach another sermon. You're only 36 or 37 years old. And the doctor said to another one, only 39 years old. If you'll quit preaching and just take it easy, you might live another 2 years, only 39. You got the body of a 90-year-old man. They said, you must know something we don't know. I said, I do know something you don't know. I've been trying to tell you. But folks have to get in that kind of a shape before they listen sometimes. Just turn it over to him. Turn that all over to the Lord instead of you carrying it. Don't try to do it yourself. Now, that's the trouble with a lot of preachers. They try to make God do something. Or they try to do it themselves instead of letting God do it. But man, you can just have fun. Just lean back on Him. Let Him do it. It's His business anyway. It's not your business. If you're not careful, I know because I've been a healing evangelist and minister for years. And if you're not careful, you'll get so involved that you're almost thinking that you're going to heal people. You're not going to heal anybody. If you'd get out of the way, He would. Amen. He is the healer. And before you know it, you're carrying that load. And before you know it, you're under the load. But He don't want you to be under any kind of a load. He don't want you to be under. He wants you to turn it over to Him. He wants to carry your load. He wants to be your burden bearer. He wants you to be carefree. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, you see, every one of these ministers, almost without exception, in the process of time, came for help. They said, I believe you know something we don't know. Well, it did. One of them, I remember, came, and I told every one of them the same thing. What'd you tell them? Man, if we can find out what you told them, boy, we'd have made. Just what the Bible said. Preachers ought to know what the Bible said. Just open the Bible. Said, you got your Bible there? If they didn't, I handed them one. Read this. Let's read this together. And I remember one fellow, bless his darn heart, one preacher, he had got into difficulty on two or three different areas, and he had a lawsuit against him, and he called me long distance. I was holding a meeting in another part of the state. He called me long distance, see if he could come. And he said, I just can't sleep at night. He told me how many weeks it had been. He hadn't had a night's sleep. He might doze off, but he'd just come wide awake, and that's staring him right in the face. And he can't eat. I got to a place I can't keep anything on my stomach. Even drank water and I vomited up. Can't keep a glass of water, a drink of water on my stomach. He's just a nervous wreck. Can you help me? Yeah, I said, come on down, I can help you. He got down there. How'd you help me? I started telling him what the Bible said. Oh, I know all that. I said, yeah, but you're not practicing it. Well, he said, just got angry with me. Said, I don't have much faith as you do. Well, I said, you really do, just haven't got enough sense to know it. Sometimes you have to jar people to get them awake. I said, now I might have developed my faith a little further than some, but I said, my faith is built on what God's Word said. Now he started to leave, but I said, if you want help, I can help you if you'll listen. So he came back and humbled down and said, all right. I said, I've been just as bad off as you are. I wouldn't tell you something I haven't practiced myself. What did you do? I said, now here's what I did. Here's exactly what I did. I just got out on my knees by my bed and said, Lord, you said right here in your word, do not fret, have any anxiety about anything. Now, I'm sure tempted to fret. Amen. Fretting, sure trying to take hold of me. But you said also, casting all your care upon him. And so I'm going to turn this over to you. Now, I'm going to lie down and go to sleep. And I'm going to sleep every wink and eat every meal and let you carry that load and work on that problem while I'm eating and sleeping. So I lay down, and just about the time you started to sleep, boy, you jarred awake and right there in front of you. I wouldn't tell you something I hadn't practiced. Man, I've been there. Out on the field of preaching, holding meetings. One car payment came due, couldn't meet it. Second car payment came due, couldn't meet it. The third one's due tomorrow. And according to the contract that I had, the third one's due. I mean, they take the car back. If you don't have the money, I've talked to them about it. And they said, oh, okay, I keep assuring them I'll have it. But tomorrow's the day. The third payment's due. If I don't have it because they've got my word for it, I'm a man of my word, then I'm going to drive the car up there and leave it with them. Papers and all, it's theirs. Now, you don't think you're tempted to worry then. But you've turned it over to the Lord. I feel so sorry for these dear folks, bless their heart, never have to believe for anything. Never have any struggle. Just comes easy for them. Amen. Man, you're missing the time of your life. You're missing the time of your life. And so, in the nighttime, three times I was awakened. See, I said to the Lord, I'm going to sleep. I went off to sleep and suddenly just woke up with a jar. There's that car and car payment staring me right in the face. Something said, what are you going to do about it? I turned my head over and covered my head up, you see, so I wouldn't disturb my wife because she's asleep and started laughing. So that's what I'm going to do about it. I didn't anymore feel like laughing. Oh, no, anybody can laugh, you know, when you feel like it. No problem there. The Spirit of God's moving on you. You know, there is a laugh in the Spirit. But it's another thing to laugh with disaster facing you. And I just started laughing. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sleep. Sleep. Went back to sleep. Jarred awake. There it was again. And here's a voice that said to your mind, what are you going to do? You're going to have to take that car. Just be embarrassed. Take that car up there this morning. Because see, this is way up in the nighttime now. And turn it in. That's what you're going to have to do. What are you going to do about it? I covered my head up and started laughing again. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Devil. I'm going back to sleep. Sleep. Just went back to sleep. Just fell right off to sleep. Woke up the third time. Did the same thing. Slept late the next morning. Got to have my rest. I'll tell you, when you're in faith, you can rest. Amen. Well, you say, what happened? Well, I got a letter that day. Glory to God. Went up there and gave them their payments. Kept the car. I've been financially for so many months even, and for two or three years right on the edge of disaster till you learn to live there. And I don't mean that something that I produced myself. I was living very conservatively. Now, anybody goes out here and just sloughs off, said, I'm living by faith, and won't buy me a Cadillac and buy me a new home, buy a full house full of furniture and don't have hardly any income at all, it's a fool. I know, remember in the days of the Voice of Healing, one of the ministers, he'd get all psyched up and faked, you know, ever so often, and go, he's going to have him offices like everybody else. I was operating out of a home. We just operated out of our home. My wife and I started that way. We operated out of the garage and the den. But he got him all office furniture. Rented these offices there in Dallas. Bought new furniture. Hired him a couple of secretaries. He's going out big. Well, he's in the ministry all the time. It wasn't 3 months they came and closed the doors and repossessed all of his office furniture. Now, you think he'd learn. But it wasn't but about a year, 18 months later, till he's got big again now, till he rented offices, bought office furniture, going to make payments on it, hired a couple of secretaries, and about 3 or 4, 5, 6 months later, they shut the doors on him, repossessed all of his furniture. And you thought he'd learn, but he turned around and did it the third time. That's not faith. I said, that's not faith. Living beyond your means is not faith. And back there then, I'm talking about I wasn't living beyond my means. We was very conservative. But we learned. Praise God. Prayer is a walk with God. In your individual life, much of your prayer should be made up of just simply worshiping the Lord and ministering to Him.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, well, what in the world is a word partner? Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Monday, we start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.